This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. Last year, the state of Vermont, the number one producer of maple syrup in the United States, adopted a new maple syrup grading system developed by the International Maple Syrup Institute. It did away with grade B and fancy, instead making all syrups grade A, adding flavor and color descriptors like delicate, rich, and robust. Now the U.S. Department of Agriculture has adopted that same grading system. And here to tell us more is Matt Gordon, Executive Director of the Vermont Maple Sugar Makers Association. Thanks so much for speaking with us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
So does this USDA decision put all states on the same page now, or are there still holdouts? And I'm actually wondering about our neighbor New Hampshire. Have they adopted or rejected these new standards, for example?
Actually, New Hampshire adopted it as of December 16th of last year. So I believe we're all of the U.S. states are now using it because Maine was contingent upon USDA and the Canadian Food Inspection Agency having adopted this language. So I think we're all on board now.
So Vermont made the switch first, and in a way the state was still on its own for a while. Do other states sort of look to Vermont for guidance because it's the number one U.S. producer?
Well, Vermont's always historically been a leader in the maple industry, so it was some ways fitting that we were the first ones to adopt this, although it would have been nice in some ways if we all had rolled out at the same time. But with so many regulatory bodies having a play in this, it was awfully difficult to align everything with the same date.
Yeah, it would have been less confusing for sure. Now, what about Canada? Because as our listeners in Quebec always like to remind us, they are the world leaders in maple syrup production. Have they given up their number one and two grading systems yet?
So Canada is a lot like the United States in that there is a federal regulation through the Canadian Food Inspection Agency, like our USDA, and then several provinces have their own laws, much like Vermont does. So Quebec and Ontario are now sort of working through this process, and I believe they're looking at probably a two-year phase-in for the new grades.
Is there any kind of resistance that you can tell that they have to this? Do they just like the way it's always been?
No, this has really been an effort on the whole industry with stakeholders from every state and province on board and sitting at the table to work through this. And it's been a challenge, but it's really, I think, time for our industry to be using a unified system.
Matt, how much has this change been driven by what's apparently an increase in demand for darker syrups?
Quite a bit of it. You know, we've seen a real growing interest in the darker, more strongly flavored syrups, and using a system that sort of downgraded that by calling it grade B made it sound inferior. It was just didn't make sense anymore. You know, that system went into place when maple syrup was a substitute for cane sugar, which was expensive and sort of a rare item in the Northeast. And with cane sugar being so inexpensive now relative to maple, really didn't make any sense to be using that system any longer.
Yeah, it always did seem like, you know, grade B just seemed sort of inferior, even if it wasn't. It was just a matter of taste. But I wonder now about these new descriptors, because it almost makes the maple syrup industry sound more like the wine industry or even beer, where you're describing how the syrups taste. Do you think that's a good way to go?
Definitely. That was one of the real factors in pushing this whole agenda forward was to add those flavor descriptors, because as we try to grow our market and to get more people using maple syrup, we were finding consumers who were outside of the traditional maple belt were just unfamiliar with what maple syrup was, and particularly with the grades we used to describe it. They didn't know what a fancy tasted like or a medium amber. It just didn't mean anything to them. So being able to add just a little bit of a description is really, I think, a big help, and we've had really positive comments from consumers.
When you talk to sort of the old school sugar makers, let's say, in Vermont, you know, when I first moved here, one of the first things I did was go out and really do a story about one of these trees being tapped. And I saw this syrup, you know, being made. It was just amazing. But it always seemed like the folks who were doing this were very proud of that very light colored, I guess, the fancy grade of syrup. Do Vermont sugar makers still prefer that in a way to this trend of liking the darker syrups?
It's really variable. There is definitely a segment of Vermont sugar makers who prefer a lighter syrup, for sure. But just as much there, I think there are a segment of sugar makers who like a more rich, more robust flavored syrup. So it's split. And I think, you know, the hardest part of this is really for ourselves, for the industry to just remember now what the new grades are, at least by name. Because, you know, we're retraining generations of knowledge here.
Retraining generations. And do you think that ultimately this is going to increase sales even more? I mean, Vermont is sitting pretty as the number one U.S. producer, but do you think this change is really going to drive sales upward?
I believe it will. Once all the states and provinces are using this system, it'll help us just communicate a pure pure maple syrup product to the masses. And, you know, when we're all using a different system, it's confusing. And you just look at some of the numbers. You know, in the U.S. alone, last year we made around 3.5 million gallons of maple syrup, and about 36 million gallons of table syrup were bought in retail stores. So, and by table syrup, I mean high fructose corn syrups that have artificial flavorings. So there's a lot of work ahead, but I think this really helps us now present a more unified face to the consumer base.
What do you like to put syrup on best, Matt?
Maybe salmon.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I've yet to try that, but you know what? It sounds really good. I'm gonna try that the next time I have some salmon.
Nice glaze on a grilled salmon.
Wonderful. Matt Gordon is Executive Director of the Vermont Maple Sugar Makers Association. Thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Thanks for having me.